There we go. I see you guys coming down. I know your kids at heart. Sit on the ground. Sit on the ground, please. Come on. Okay, fine. So, I'm going to get on your guys' level today. So today's story is about a kid named Bobby. Now, I'm sure you all know what a dirt bike is, right? So Bobby and his dad rode dirt bikes for a hobby. So one day, Bobby had the day off from school, and his dad came up to him that morning and he said, "Hey, let's take the dirt bikes out to the trails close by." So they loaded up that morning and they took the bikes out to the mountain close to their house. So they got out there and they got suited up, they put their helmets and their gloves on, and they took off down the trail. So they're riding for a couple hours and then they reach the summit, the top of the hill, and they stop. And Bobby's dad says, "I need a drink of water, son. Let's take a break." So they're sitting there, and there's like a vista. They can look out, and they can see their town that they live in, and it was a really nice day. So they're sitting there resting. About 10 minutes later, they decide to head back. So Bobby's dad starts up his motorcycle, and he takes off. Well, Bobby hits a little bit of trouble. He can't get his bike started, and it's taken him 5 or 6 tries, and he still can't get it started. Now, he gives it one last shot, and he eventually gets it started, and he gets going. But he didn't see what direction his dad went down the trail. So he ends up going down the wrong way. Now, he thought he was going the right way, and he figured that he could find his way back to where they parked. That wasn't the case. He started riding down the wrong trail, and when he got down into a valley. And when he got down into the valley, there was a stream that ran across the trail. And he'd never ridden through a stream before, so he was really scared, and he didn't know what to do. So he was sitting there thinking, and he didn't know whether to go across the stream or to just stay put and try to go back the other way where he came. Well, he couldn't turn back because it was too steep and it was too rocky, and he didn't know what to do. So he turned off his motorcycle, and he sat there for a minute. And he remembered a story that he learned in Sabbath school the week before about Moses delivering his people and about God sending Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. Now, he sat there and wondered, "I wonder if somebody could come find me and take me back to the truck where it's safe." So he got off his bike and he went over to the stream and he knelt down next to the stream and he prayed, "Lord, I need your help. I can't get across the stream and I need somebody to lead me back to where I came from because I don't know. Can you please help me? Amen." After he said those words, he heard another motorcycle coming down the hill. He looked up the hill and it was his dad. His dad had figured out how to find him. He must have saw his tracks. He came down the hill and he found him and he was able to lead him back to the truck. Now, he was safe. He made it back and he learned a great lesson that day that if you pray, somebody will come and help you when you need it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for all the protection that you surround us with, all the love that you give us. But we need you in times of need. And we just ask that you can always be there for us when we need you. Thank you for this great day, and thank you that we can all be here together. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.